Tim Elkhorn out in Goodyear, Arizona. Getting a sense, Tim, that it'll be finally in the 15? That's what I'm nice.
Let's
slogan.
Hope. Finally in 15? Yeah. Is that what it is?
That's right. I don't know. That sounds a little I don't know.
I think we need to bring him on as a consultant there for slogans.
That's the slogan, Rosie? Is that
like
what it's
going to
be? Well, again, as our week winds down, boy, it's hard to believe this is day 5 already, and we come to a conclusion here out in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. It literally seems like 5 minutes ago that I was sitting here talking to Jim Rosenhaus and Curtis Danberg to start the week in Goodyear, Arizona, so we thought it would be only appropriate to close out the week with Rosie joining us here at the table. And, of course, I give my obligatory but sincere thank you, because it is heartfelt. Great week.
Glad you think it's only 5 minutes. Holy smokes, felt like 5 months.
Yeah, thanks, Rosie. Really appreciate the kind sentiments.
Great to have you out here, Tim.
And I'll tell you what, as I've said to all the interviewees, I just gave Curtis a legal pad full of guys that we talked to. But it's true, there's a palpable sense that this team could do something pretty special in 2015.
Who was your favorite on the week? Did someone stand out as being?
I'd have to get that list
particularly
back.
Funny or
you know what? TJ House was a great interview.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed him. I always love talking to Sandy Alomar Jr. We've had so many interviews over the years that I think he kind of feels a bond there, or whatever term you want to use.
You put Tito on the spot this week, didn't you? About ejections.
Did you like that question? Our Tito tidbit. But he knew it, didn't he?
He sure did.
He knew it.
Managers don't forget when they're thrown out or not thrown out.
And the one that I wanted to bring up this week that I didn't, again, I was working off Bart's year-end summary. There were only two guys thrown out last year, Jason Kipnis and Mickey Callaway. And Bart actually in the summary lists the reasons for why they were ejected. And under Mickey, it said, general displeasure.
I don't remember the Kipnis one. I remember Mickey's.
Balls and strikes.
Okay.
Yeah. Kipnis was arguing balls and strikes.
Yeah, you could see Mickey stewing. I think Trevor Bauer was on the mound in Kansas City, and he's firing strike after strike, and the umpire's saying ball one, ball two. And he kept looking over in the dugout, and the steam's coming out of his ears, and he finally lost it at the end of the inning. And the byproduct of that is they brought Kevin Cash in from the bullpen, and they asked Tito after the game, why did you do that? Because it's unusual. He goes, well, we never have a chance to give Cashy the business during the game because he's out in the bullpen. So we thought, what a great opportunity.
Oh,
no fun. Strategy whatsoever. It was strictly so they could give him the business.
That's great. Hey, what's your favorite part of Wahoo Week? I've never asked you this.
You know, we're in this room. You know, funneling the interviews to four or five different radio stations. And it's just listening to the interviews, because a lot of times you guys will ask questions. We see these guys every day, and sometimes you just don't think about things in the same perspective that you do, only coming out here once a year. So some of the questions and the subject matter that you guys bring up is fun. And
especially with Rusty.
Yeah, and so there's things that you'll get out that the players will tell you that sometimes we forget to ask just because we see him every day and you take it for granted. So I think that's my favorite part.
Well, again, you guys do a great job. Now, this is the second straight year, though, we haven't had Hammy out here.
Was he not here last year?
No. Brad was involved in tournament basketball.
Well, we sort of had him here. He was on the phone the other day with you and Cody Allen, and you guys gave him the business. So.
Don't you miss Tom bellowing at you, though?
Yes, I do. But there'll be plenty of that starting Sunday.
Starting when?
I think he's coming out Sunday or Monday.
I think it could start right now.
Is he on the line?
Hammy.
Hey, Miss Stacy, how are you?
Oh, no. What did you call me?
Miss Stacy.
What did you just call Rosie?
Miss Daisy, I'm sure everybody else has had to pick you up at your palatial state and drive you all over since. How would you know what goes on at camp? You never go.
Now, why wouldn't I pick anyone up?
Because you're a diva.
You're a diva.
Would they get there on time?
Yeah.
If I picked
Tim, don't have him drive. I mean, now we know what it was like when the pioneers headed west on wagons and horses and all of that. Good Lord. That's what it is, driving with Rosie.
Driving
at least
with
we
Rosie.
Get to see a lot of people wave at us. Most of them don't have all their fingers.
Tammy, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, I'm sure you've missed Rosie just as much as he's missed you.
Not really. No, I wish I could lie, but I don't want to start the new season that way.
You've turned over a new leaf, have you?
How you guys been?
We're doing well. It's been a good week.
You know what? It's been sunny. I forgot what sun looked like.
Yeah, and I see the forecast next week is low 60s every day, isn't it?
Well, how excited are you to finally get out here next week and keep Rosie company, Hammy?
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, especially with a club like this and a team that, you know, certainly has a chance to play deep into October, how that all fares, you know, that's why you play the games, as Herbie used to say. But when you go to camp and you have a ball club that's got a legitimate chance to be one of the best teams in the American League, you know, you'd be pretty naive not to be excited or think that this can't, be a special year. So it is. It's a fun time of the year. Everybody's in a great mood. I think it's something, especially in the Midwest, that probably means more to all of us because of the winters that we go through, that maybe there's finally a little hope that spring might be around the corner.
You know, Tom, the team's trying to get it rolling here in spring training and then really get focused and locked in, but it seems like some of the fellas feel there's a missing link. And do you feel once you show up that things can really ramp up a little bit and they can turn it up a notch?
Happy hours start early for you today?
Keep in mind, this is live radio, fellas. Just keep this in mind.
And have you guys had your pancake eating contest that's legendary in Goodyear?
Now, I have to tell you, Hammy, we go over to the infamous Black Bear the other day, and Rosie gets a small bowl of oatmeal. I mean, here's all the radio guys piling on the waffles and the pancakes, and Rosie had a little bowl of oatmeal.
Hammy, I made an error in judgment. I went with Tim Solo the day before to a different place, and I think I overate. And so I couldn't post the next day.
When you go to the Black Bear restaurant and they have a cardiologist greeting you at the door, you know you're in for a special breakfast.
Well, Hammy, we thought we'd spring this on Rosie to close out Wahoo Week. Sorry we got you out of bed this morning. You know, I'm sure we had to roust you from a nice warm sleep back there in Lorain County. But
actually, I'm in Myrtle Beach, and it's 39 degrees in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, wow. You're in Myrtle Beach this morning.
Yeah, Kemp State is playing down here. They play... West Virginia today. They play Coastal Carolina tomorrow and Illinois on Sunday, and then fly out of here and head to Phoenix on Sunday. But, yeah, they've had a brutal winter here, too, if you could call 39 degrees brutal. But for Myrtle Beach, that's pretty cold. So I'm worried about you, Tim. How has this impacted you, the fact that Lorain has a much better basketball team than Elyria, or are you now claiming that you also graduated from Lorain High School?
All right, now, Amy, first of all, let's congratulate Lorain. They finished off season last night.
Yeah,
I mean, in all seriousness, 22-0, they capped it off last night.
I saw them at Christmas, Tim, during the holiday tournament with Lorain, Elyria, Avon, and Avon Lake, and I know that they've got a tremendous coach who obviously left there and just so he could coach his girls, I believe, at Amherst when they were going to high school.
Correct.
And now he's back at Lorain, but my goodness, they've got a ton of talent, and, you know, I think that takes a pretty special coach when you combine two high schools with some of the issues that can be involved there and get a team that plays as well as they have. You know, he's done a heck of a job there, and you know, they got a real chance to play down in Columbus.
They do, and By the way, those Elyria Pioneers have put together a very special season as well, Hammy. You know, they're having
a
nice
campaign.
Yeah, but
they don't have to worry about the tournament because they don't play Avon Lake this year, which, of course, eliminated your beloved Pioneers last year. So
that's true. Tough season for the Shoremen, Hammy. Tough season for the Shoremen.
Oh, yeah. Just a camp. But I'll tell you what, the cheerleaders had a great year. So my focus is now switched to the cheerleaders since my sons are done playing and my daughter cheers. It's amazing. You're not quite as nervous about the backflips as you are somebody trying to shoot a free throw.
Very true. Well, hey, we'll let you get back to what you're doing down there in Myrtle Beach. Wish Brad and the Kent State Golden Flashes, I'm a proud alum of Kent, the very best.
Oh, boy.
And look forward to seeing you down the road. Rosie, any final thoughts for Hammy before we let him go?
No, I got nothing.
And Kent State wants to thank you as well, Tim. They say that for you, those were the 8 best years of your life as you got your degree at KSU.
Thanks, Hammy.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys. Well, Rosie, we thought we would just drop that in there for you. It's a special treat to close.
Well, you can't start a day any better than that, can you?
Close out Wahoo Week. Man, oh, man. Well, in all seriousness, do appreciate it.
Yeah, we catch him in Myrtle Beach.
I know. I thought he'd be home.
That defeats the whole purpose.
Well, again, huge week, a lot of fun. I know we'll be talking throughout the season during our From the Dugout shows down at Progressive Field. I'll be over in Booth 4, but look forward to that. And, again, thank you to you and Curtis and Bobby D and everybody.
Thanks for coming out, Tim. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. And, guys, thank you the studio for locking up Tom Hamilton there. That was a lot of fun. All right, final timeout, more to come. Goodyear, Arizona, the site of Wahoo Week on WEOL.
This weather report.